Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embree. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embree. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Marchildon. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Phil Marchildon. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Case moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon spins and fires to second and has Case trapped. There's the throw to Suter, who tags Case for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball four. Woodling moves to second. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embree fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boudreau. McQuinn moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Case reaches second base with a double. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Vallow moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Rosar trying to get to third. Edwards throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Rosar for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Phil Marchildon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marchildon is 0-for-1 in the game. Marchildon hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fleming strikes out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. McCuskey reaches third base with a triple. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCuskey scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to second. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree is 0-for-2 in the game. Embree hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to third for the out. Lawler moves to second. 2 outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Case takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Embree moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Marchildon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Caulfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Hall applying the tag. 2 outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck pinch hits for Phil Marchildon. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lum Harris now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-3 in the game. Embry bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Lawler moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to home to get Boudreau. Lawler moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Case moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-4 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Edwards scores. Boudreau moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-3 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Jake Caulfield. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Gene Handley pinch runs for Tuck Steinbach. Russ Derry pinch hits for Lum Harris. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Derry moves to third. Steve Grimek now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Derry scores. McCuskey scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 4 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. Suter reaches second base with a double. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Indians. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.